Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many things to say and share with his people. The Lord, you know what I'm going to say. The Lord thinks of everything. When we follow him, our thoughts become clearer as we yield to him. I'm not talking about being a forgetful hearer, but when you treasure the word of God and you receive it to do it, when you receive it with the intent to do it, perform it, obey it, that, my friend, is worship. That is spirit and in truth. That is what the Lord is after. That's the kind of sincerity that causes people to be the head and not the tail. They learn to be a servant. They learn to be a blessing. They learn to be people God can count on. You mean to tell me God can count on somebody? They learn to be people that God can count on. They become people that God can count on. And I can prove it. God is the one that challenged Satan. He saw Satan looking for somebody to start a fire with. And Satan marched through the earth, trying to start a fire. And God said, have you considered my servant Job, a man that loves God and shuns evil, fears God and shuns evil, and there's no man like him on the earth? And Job and Satan foolishly challenged God, said that I can make him curse you to your face. And then the Lord said, he's in your hands. Because Satan said before, you got a shield around him. You've hedged him about. Well, a peculiar thing happened. Job feared God, but he also greatly feared evil. And fear is what opened his hedge. And Satan didn't realize it. Fear is a weapon against you. It works with Satan. Fear is something you have to drive out of your life. It will ruin everything you stand for. It will take you, it will subtract the life out of you, because it will drive you to do things. See, as we learn from the Lord, we choose to continue. Every time we learn something from the Lord, we receive it on purpose and do it on purpose, or we ignore it and do nothing. The more we treasure God's love and knowledge, the more we walk in it. So then after that, the more we learn. But fear is a hijack. If you fear something, you receive it just like you receive faith. You may not want it, but you have to kill the fear, or the fear will drive you to kill yourself or whatever you fear in your life. If it gets in your heart, it'll get in your mouth. If it gets in your mouth, it'll get in your actions. And as you try to stop the process of fear without destroying the fear itself, it will cause you to do and say everything necessary to produce that fear within your life. Now, I can use many examples, but one example that I always use is the way I learned it. I saw a man, he had a girlfriend that he was probably going to marry, but she had been hurt by another guy, and she didn't value herself like I thought she should have. But anyway, She didn't let go of the hurt, and she feared that the same thing was going to happen again. And the man was in sales, so whenever somebody would call him about his business, she'd say, "Who is that?" She would always attack with an accusation. And if he ran late or whatever, why did you run late? She'd go right back to that hurt and speak. And eventually he got tired of it and he broke up with her. He did it not because he didn't care about her. He loved her, but he wasn't patient with that problem she had. He didn't want that aggravated him to the point he didn't want that in his life. So he broke up with her because he couldn't get her to not fear. And if he had not broken up with her, and she would have continued to fear and harass him because of the fear, not because she was trying to be mean. A person can't take but so much. They're only so strong. Everybody's only so strong. And when you get past that level of strength, then that's it. That's just how it is. Some people will say, well, he should have been patient with her. Well, agree, but I believe in being patient with people, but not controlling people. You have to decide of your own free will, this is going to, she probably didn't know, and probably still don't know, that her fear is what broke up her relationship. Now, I know these people, so I saw it for what it was, and the Lord, you know, the Lord used it to teach me about fear. I did not know it if I hadn't seen it. Because I don't operate in fear. And there are many things that I don't ask the Lord about because it's not bothering me. So I started considering other things. Well, how does... One day I thought about it. I said, no, I'm never depressed. But a lot of people I know are depressed. I said, Lord, what's going on with depression? I said, I've never been depressed. And how does it work? And he taught me something about depression. He said it's the opposite of filling your heart with the Word of God. It's a void of the Word of God. And it's a belief system that believes the worst. See, depression is a belief system. It just believes disaster. And there's no word. There's no strength. Depression always attacks your strength. Just like worry. Worry absorbs the strength you already have. That's what the Lord taught me about worry. But depression is an absence of the Word of God. And the cure is to fill your heart with the Word of God and receive it. And if you're not going to do it, you're not going to win. A lot of people are trying to have relief and be soothed. Being soothed won't work. You got to get to the root of the problem. If you don't want weeds in your garden, you got to pull them up by the root. If you don't want snakes in your yard, you got to cut his head off. The way to cure depression is by receiving and enjoying the Word of God. And the way you kill worry is you just choose not to. Some people say, well, I love my children, so I worry about them. That you're not helping them if you worry about them. If you love them, pray for them. Pray and faint not. You can't go around and watch them and watch over their life and make sure they do every choice just right. You have to teach them the Word of God. And you also have to learn to believe in them. Pastors and parents, the best pastors believe in their people. When you believe in people, they know it. Because you act like you do and you speak like you do. And that encourages people more when they know somebody believe in them. And, you know, a lot of times I was a quiet person. And I didn't talk much, and people sometimes didn't believe in me. But I was also, at the same time, I was inspired by people that I was around in my neighborhood. I saw men sitting on the front porch with their wives, and I wanted a good relationship. And I wanted to live a long time with my wife. And I wanted to find my soulmate and live like the men I saw in my neighborhood. And I wanted to have families that I loved and watched grow up. And I wanted to do things in life. Ride motorcycle. I wanted my life to be colorful. Full of music and motorcycles and games, fun, you know, baseball games, whatever. I didn't want to be a workaholic and I didn't want to be lazy. I wanted to have a true balance of things. And some things happened, some things didn't. But when you marry the right person that wants the same things, it's easier. Much easier and much better. Because you got somebody praying for you and helping you see things in a greater way. That's what happens when people love you. But when people complain, it can destroy you. When something's always wrong and they cry out, they create depressions and worries and fears. But when you say, hey, I want to live, and then you seek the Lord, he'll show you how. And when the enemy comes, you can defeat him, you can squash his plans and keep going. You have to kill him at the root. But people, instead of doing that, they go to church. And some pastors know that most people are not going to grow up. Not all pastors, but some of them have just given up, and they just try to help people get along. But they don't really get to, a lot of them, in their message, they don't kill the root problem. They don't teach you how to kill the root problem. I learned that from the Holy Spirit and men of God that just won't take no for an answer. And I have a good pastor. And I've had a lot of good pastors. And I've had some of the best pastors in my life. But people know in part. Some things you're going to have to learn from the Holy Spirit. There were many things I was inquisitive about. And I'm the kind of person, I want to know how to kill my problem. Because I learned that from the Lord. I want to know how do I do it. And if you listen to these broadcasts, you know my testimonies and how I think and reason. But from doing so, I learned many truths from the Lord. You don't have to take no for an answer. You can win. You can go forward. You don't have to be passive in life. You don't have to let life happen to you. You can say something. I learned that from Charles Capps. When you receive the word of God, it takes you far beyond where you're at. And you see things clearer and clearer and better. And when you follow God, when you follow through, you win and you learn and you grow and you develop. And it's good for you. And it helps you heal in your relationships. And getting other people to get on board with doing these things can be a challenge. People, they do things the way that they do things. But you can't control them. You can control you. And that's it. And you can help people make the right choice. But everybody who grow in the Lord, they do it at their own free will. They do it because they decided to and they want to. When they hear the logic of God, they receive it. And then by hearing God's word, you can go back and kill the things that's not right. See, when you kill something, it can't bother you anymore. That's why I like the word kill when it comes to Satan's things. Everything of the world, you can kill it. Lust of the eye, it can be killed and dead in your life. I didn't hear this over pulpits. I heard this. I learned these things by doing and obeying the word of God. When you treasure God's word, you can kill any act of Satan, any temptation. Satan tries to set fires. Not literal fires, but just like a man set the woods on fire, that's what he's trying to do to our lives, through thought, through subtle, evil thoughts that won't work. Just like the woman who thinks she's got to worry, she don't love her children if she don't worry about them. I told my children to their face, I love you. I don't worry about you. I taught you God's word, and I pray for you, and I know God watches over you, and I believe you'll choose to obey him. And they know I believe in them, and they know I expect them to do these things. I believe that they can. I believe that they will. And I get good reports. And they have challenges just like everybody else, and I knew that they would have them. I said, Satan's going to try. He's going to try to mess your life up. I taught them about how they choose friends. I said, choose friends that love God. Don't choose Don't make friends with angry people. Choose good friends. Choose to be around people that love God. And they did so, all of them. I thank God for it. I taught them what the Lord taught me and what he taught me to teach them. So I have faith in the process of God more than the weakness of the world. But when your people know you believe in them, they grow better. It doesn't matter whether you're a parent, a pastor, an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastors, teacher. If you teach people, if you don't believe in them, then you frighten them. If your fear trend, it gets in the people. Whatever you believe, it gets in your congregation. You know, I've seen it so many ways. Pastors who struggle with racism, for instance, they produce people that struggle with racism. Pastors that struggle with worry, they produce people that struggle with worry. You bear fruit after your kind. And you know, I know a guy. He excelled in life when he had a certain pastor. And when they moved, he got the other pastor struggled with racism. And then he started struggling with it and having problems that he didn't normally have. But see, when you study the Word of God, when you receive what God has to say, then you live beyond the wiles of the devil. But people who receive limitations, they cause limitations. You know, you got to go forward. You have to look to the Lord. People that look to the Lord do better than people that don't. Christians that look to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they trying to learn all they can about it, they do better than people that's halfway, that won't look to him and won't yield to him. It's just a fact. Now, even when people seem to excel and they're halfway, it's short-lived. They make mistakes that topple their game. They look over and see somebody with a newer car, and they go trade in their better car. See, I happen to be a mechanic. Sometimes an older car is better than the newer car. The newer car got more stuff on it that turns into junk. But some cars are actually made better, and they may be a decade older. And if you watch, you don't have to believe me, watch. See who drives their car the longest with the least amount of trouble. When you follow God, he thinks of everything. And if you can expect God to say, well, I have the newer car, the best. I'm the head and not the tail. Following God is different than human expectations. The sandals and shoes on the Hebrews' feet didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. That's not normal, folks. But when you're following God, things are different. Miracles happen. A pastor friend of mine, he used to take people to church all the time. And he had a car that didn't last long. And he said that car wouldn't wear out. It ran so long. He said he tried to wear it out. It wouldn't wear out. He gave it away. It got older, but it was still running good. Some things are, when you have a treasure, the Holy Spirit can show you the fact that you do have a treasure. Some things are already right. They're not messed up. But if you're always aspiring to top to be better than somebody else, you're gonna topple your success. through worry, fear, envy, all those things. You got to drive them out of your life. The wisest people do right. Get what you enjoy and use it. Enjoy it. Enjoy life. Focus on the Lord all the time. And then you'll live with the heads up. You'll see things coming and you'll know what to do about it. If you don't know, he'll teach you and train you how to kill the problem. You can get to the bottom. You can get to the root of things so you can uproot it. And you can learn how the things is working right. You can learn how to be a blessing. You can learn how to go forward where you are. The wisest pastors, they have this in common. They love God and they seek his face and they believe in their people. The wisest parents, they teach their children to love and serve other people, be a blessing, to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, and they believe in their people. If you don't believe in your people after you've done wisely, you've forgotten the face of your Father. Because he believes in us. He believes in you. He believes in us full time. If we choose his word, there are no limits. We can go as far as we want to go. If we believe him, we can receive what he has for us. And the more you receive God's word, the less apt you are to sin. John said that whatsoever's born of God, and I'll close with this, cannot sin. And that concept, I thought about it. I said, all the times in my life I was challenged. I was born of God and I just couldn't bring myself to the thought of sinning on purpose. I just couldn't do it. Even the pleasurable things, I took the way of escape. I asked the Lord for wisdom against the sin. I didn't want to sin against Jesus. Everybody wants pleasure, but not at that. That's where I drew the line, not against Christ. So he's telling the truth. Whatsoever is born of God cannot sin. And people tone it down and say, well, they don't practice sin. No, they cannot sin. The areas people will sin, that area is not, they didn't deal with problems. But if they do, they cannot sin there. Now I'll close with that because I am out of time. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. And I thank you for all the people who hear your word. I may be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life and bless you and clear things up for you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.